3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Asian Craft Podcast. This is your host David, and that's Jake.
Hi, Jake.
It's been 2 months.
Has it really?
Yeah. We recorded on the 14th of December.
So
13th of
February. It's the month of Black Lovin'.
Black Love. What does that mean? Oh, okay. I get it.
Extreme month, and Valentine's Day. Black Lovin'.
Yeah. Well, since that, there's no black people in my school, don't really have the love in here.
Yeah. There's people sending carnations and stuff.
Yeah, and my
obviously school... I'm gonna get like 50 bombarded, obviously.
Oh yeah, okay. I was thinking of sending one to a dude. No, it's
actually,
like...
I sent next to a junior in my language class, and he said he and another guy sent like 50 to the same dude. And they're all from Anonymous.
Do you have like this like person at your school who's like not really handsome, but he just gets all the bitches somehow?
Yeah, like,
and he's not gay. So I was thinking of doing that because I don't know. I guess he's just nice to everyone, so he gets all the bitches that are way out of his league.
No, in my school, it's not because they're nice, but because they act like complete asshats, and
like what douchebags,
that's
like,
charming.
Huh? Guidos.
Mm.
Okay.
So,
Jake,
one thing I want to discuss.
Did you listen to our last episode?
Yeah, it was horrible. You recorded on the weird hula.
Yeah. I ramped it up now. So it's
okay, good.
64, so it won't be shit.
Another thing I want to mention to you guys, if this podcast sounds different on my side, it's because my computer is not exactly working, and I can't record the Skype on there. So I'm using my iPod. Like, I downloaded the Skype app, and I'm using the iPod to call.
Why are you being so silent about it? So, why don't you tell the truth, Jake, about what really happened?
Oh, yeah. My computer, jizzed in it.
It jizzed in it?
I got grounded. Whatever. I get grounded a lot.
I never get grounded. I'm the best kid ever.
So far, so it's still continuing.
It's definite.
Indefinite's the right word.
That's Asian parents do definite. They don't have a set date of when it's done. It's always just definite until they feel like giving it back.
They're like, oh yeah, now you proved it. You can have it back now.
Yeah.
Which I never do.
What?
I always get my computer back once I have like family over, and she's like, fine, I'll unlock it
for
you.
Oh yeah, that would happen too. I never have family over because my family fucking sucks. I'm kidding.
My family come over like in April due to spring break. And in July because summer break, and that's it.
My dad's family comes like on like the holiday seasons.
Yeah.
My mom's family never comes because they live like an hour away and they're all lazy as shit.
That's interesting.
They came to my house once.
So, David, one thing I wanted to ask is how many followers do we have on iTunes right now?
I don't know.
I think last time we checked it was 10.
I don't know. I forgot how to check it.
Well, you mess around with that once we start talking with our topics.
Yeah, okay, how do I do this? Still not, okay, whatever. I have all these topics that sounded like a good idea when I wrote them, but I wrote them like 3 months ago, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, same for me, but just start on them. You want to start or should I?
I'm going to, you should start. I'm gonna delete some shit.
Okay.
Okay.
So, let's start with video games, actually.
Yeah, video games. Pirate. That shit.
What's Metal Gear Rising? Is that the one with Snake?
I thought he died.
Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
There's a new Metal Gear game coming out this year. I don't know why I wrote that. Oh, Tomb Raider's coming out.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Boobies.
I like this Tomb Raider better. She's more realistic, the size of her breasts.
Movies. Okay. Star Wars 1313. I have no idea what that is.
Oh.
What that is.
Is it like Battlefront?
I don't know. It's a Star Wars
What
game.
Is it? 1313?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think I saw this already.
Watch Dogs.
Okay. Not excited. Oh, wait. Which one's that?
It's the one that, like, everything's connected to a computer.
Oh, is it the one?
You're like a hacker that could break anything.
Is it the one where at E3 everyone was, like, having an orgasm over the trailer?
Yeah. That's the one.
It wasn't that great, though.
It
was just another trailer.
Oh, and GTA 5's coming out.
GTA 5. Oh, yeah. Not excited. I'm not excited for any video game.
They're probably adding connect controls so that you could beat a poker. You have to act it out.
Ew.
Punch.
Not gonna lie, I just forgot what you were talking about.
GTA 5.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
So that's oncoming video games for 2013. What kind of podcast are we? I think we started with gaming, but then quickly left that to comedy.
I think we were just always comedy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Wait. Have you played any of the Grand Theft Autos?
No.
Okay. I played...
You played 3, I remember that.
I played 3. That was like my first video game I've ever played. That's a good start. I played 3, like a quarter of San Andreas, and all the PSP versions of Grand Theft Auto, pretty much.
What do you consider a video game? Like, is it just an electronic game?
Anything that has the ESRB rating. Oh, wait, okay. No. Minecraft wouldn't be a video game then.
Oh, that's the count then.
Well, actually, it has an ESRB rating on the Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's the thing.
No, but there's so many console games that don't have a rating.
Like?
Like indie games, right? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Those aren't video games, though. They're like
Flash. That's why they're called indie games.
I count that as like Flash games.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
So the first online game, I should say, that I ever played was a dress-up game. Yep. I was 4.
Was it a Miley Cyrus dress-up game?
I was 4 and I was in China. I'm like, click, click, click. I like those really old computers from the 1990s. And yeah.
You used to have one?
Somehow I came to a dress-up game. So I played that for like 3 hours.
Dress-up game.
The 4-year-old me like dressing up this girl in different outfits. I didn't even know what was going on. Like, I just remember like click, 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 click. And then I get a rating. And I remember... my cousin came over. I think he was 12 at the time.
Yeah.
And, like, what happens is you dress them up, and then they go outside. And I guess the person you're dressing up's friends rate, like, how you look.
Okay.
And my, like, you're outdoors at a park, like, which is the background. And I think he would just, like, not give her any clothes at all.
Yeah. I think I played a dress-up game once, but I just didn't put any clothes because I wanted to see if you could take, like, the underwear off or something. It didn't work, obviously.
Yeah. That's an interesting beginning. But I think the first video game I actually ever played was Battlefront 2. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
That was an amazing game. I was so excited when my dad gave me that for Christmas. Like, oh, boner. I still like Battlefront 1 better, though.
Do you really?
Yeah. I just think there's just too much.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, you know?
Star Wars Battlefront. Yeah, so those Battlefronts are just amazing. These games are so good.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Wait, so are you, like, excited for any game at all?
Watch Dogs. Oh,
Watch Dogs.
Apparently on the 20th, which is... How many days from now? Today's the 13th? Seven days from now.
Oh, speaking of days, Michael Jordan's birthday is in 2 days.
Okay, I...
MJ!
I'm not sporty.
I love MJ. Okay. My mom had a fucking huge woman boner for MJ in the 90s. Yeah,
that's gross. No, did her pants bulge?
Yeah. It was like a tent whenever she would watch. I wasn't born yet, but whatever.
You were in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Or at least half of you.
Yep.
All right. So anyways, PlayStation, or Sony rather, published this weird video. With, like, the PlayStation keys. Wow, that was a weird sound. And a date saying February 20th.
What is it called? PlayStation what?
I have no idea. PlayStation. It was a new...
Oh.
And they didn't show anything. There was no words except the date. So people are speculating it's going to be the PS4 that's going to be announced.
It's like the Game of Thrones thing, advertisement. That was, like, 2013 something, whatever. I don't know what date it was. Game of Thrones Season 3. Have you watched any of Game of Thrones?
I watched all of them.
Okay, I watched all of them too.
Except I'm not allowed to.
What do you mean you're not allowed to?
Like, because there's boobies.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, me being a badass and all, I have to look it up.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna...
I discovered it while I was looking through the on-demand. And after I watched the first 2 seasons, because this is after the 2 seasons were published, my parents was like, hey, did you hear of Game of Thrones? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, oh, it's a good show, but you shouldn't watch it. I'm like, yeah, I know. I was thinking about it, but I probably shouldn't, right?
I'm so lucky that that's like the only show my dad hasn't watched any of.
Really?
Yeah, he watches a lot of like other good shows.
Yeah, I don't know why like my parents are so sheltering over me. They're like, it's a good show, but no, you can't watch it. It's like, but it's Breaking Bad. No, can't watch it.
Oh, you can't watch Breaking Bad?
I watch it anyways,
Oh,
like.
I stopped watching it because I have no more Netflix.
Oh, you don't? Wow, that's
I know, it
upsetting.
sucks. I want to watch that show so bad. I'm still only on the first season or second season, something like that.
Oh, I started Battlestar Galactica recently.
That's gay.
Hi. Nurse Joan. And I thought you were Asian.
Battlestar. Wow. I don't know. Whenever you like say something, whenever anyone talks about anything, and I'm near a computer, I search up what we're talking about, even if I
That's
know what it
pretty.
is.
Oh, my second semester of school started, and we got new electives. And
Or what?
we got new electives.
Oh.
And I started web designing. I knew there wasn't going to be like many girls there, but like I had those nerdy girls in our school. But like, there's literally no girl in that class, and it's a class of like nearly 30 people.
Oh.
I'm like,
Wait.
we have 30 girls. Why are none of them there? This is kind of upsetting.
Wait, you switch electives every half year?
Every half year, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Unless it's like chorus or a band or something.
But are you in second marking period or third?
Third.
Okay, because I'm in third. Well, I have the same elective throughout the whole year. Unless it's like a half year elective, then obviously it's only half the year.
Wow, that was so interesting.
Yeah, I was reading through our course thing, like course booklet thing on the school website, and there's this class for parenting. If you ever want to be in parenting, Jake, just move to
I
my
would never
school.
want to be a parent.
Yeah. You,
Like, I'm
wait.
only 14, but I would never want to be a parent.
Yeah.
Ever.
Weren't there a
Like,
few girls that
no.
were like pregnant in our school
Oh,
last in Franklin?
I was bored the other day, and I was browsing my Facebook, and about like 90% of the friends on there are from Franklin still.
Yeah, so it's like that's why I never post anything, because I don't want them to see it.
I only posted to a specific. I can't say the fucking word.
Speak
Specific
English, please.
section, like the area I'm in now. It's like Cranford area. Yeah, I don't care. So what happens is I saw this video. I was browsing like all of it of this girl getting up out of her seat, walking to the back of the bus, and dragging the girl in the back of the bus's bus. This hair? Does that make sense? Yes, it does. And start beating her on the back of her neck like 20 times hard. And like nobody else is doing anything. And she's just shouting, stop, 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 stop. And I think I saw blood, and then she finally stopped. She's like, don't say shit, and then goes back. I'm like, not missing Franklin.
Was this a video on the bus?
Huh? Yeah, it was a video like on the back of a school bus. So our school system was fucked up.
You link that to me?
Probably eventually, but I'll have to find it again.
It's on Facebook.
I just watched it like 50 times because the girl who's beating the other one was standing up and she was wearing yoga pants. I'm sorry.
Like my, you could tell my school's like nerdy as shit, because all the friends I have of them on Facebook are posting the class schedules for next year.
Next year.
Yeah, no, because we were supposed to sign up, so now I guess they're taking screenshots of it.
Like, if it's for next year, you should at least wait a little, right?
Yeah, I don't know why we have to sign up for the class like halfway through the year. Like, God,
We signed up in May.
this there's this Chinese guy I know. He's taking honors pre-AP calculus.
I
What the fuck? He's only freshman too.
would do
Honors? Okay, I'm gonna read his schedule for Andrew Chang.
that. Generic Asian name, Asian
Yeah, pretty
American
sure it
accent.
is. Academic English 2, honors U.S. History. Honors pre-AP calculus. Honors chemistry 1, driver education, physical education 10.
Dude, how do you have driver's ed in freshman year? We have a sophomore year.
No, in sophomore year. This is for next year, sophomore year.
Oh.
Physical education 10, honors biology 1, honors Spanish 3, business org and management, which I will be taking, and it's AP weighted. God, that was nerdy.
Yeah. Well, your school is really Asian.
It is very Asian. Like, we actually discuss about school.
Yeah, that upsets me because in my school, I'm the only true, like, I'm not even a true Asian anymore. But I'm the only, like, Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually, like, have good grades. I don't act like ghetto for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never did, actually.
Yeah, you were very, very clean, very, very good-natured boy.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to find a comfortable seat. What was I thinking? Yeah, I'm Asian. All right, so basically I'm Asian. But then there's like one other Asian. Like, I'm like, we're the only two Asians in the entire grade. You have to be like me. We have to like outlive this. And he's like, nah, man, YOLO, West Side!
West Side!
That's all he does.
West Side Compton, Inglewood!
Fuck out of me because he's like, you're the only other Asian. Show some respect for your culture. He's like, nah, man, I was born in the concrete jungle. You! Like, no, you're not. You're from the suburbs. And you're Asian.
You're not even from the suburbs.
Your parents were born in Asia. And they lived in Asia. You should act like it too. He's like, nah, man. Yo, I'm a brother. What's even worse is because everybody else in the school is white. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's one Asian, like, one Indian. And then, like, a bajillion white people. So he's like, no, like, you don't even have black friends so that you can say that.
Yeah, like, the fucking Indians in my school, they're all, like, wannabe black people. So, wait, Jake, can you, like, lower your volume a little? Because I could hear myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, all the Indians in my school, they wannabe black people. And they always say fucking, like, nigga and shit, but they don't have any black friends.
This is the worst thing.
They want to, like, fart in their mouths and it's horrible.
Okay. David, I think we should get them in, together in a room and make them touch tips.
Yeah, they should sword fight. Okay, I'm looking at this shit here.
Okay, another story, Asian related. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in class like 2 months ago when I recorded this topic, but this blonde girl behind me, she's the typical blonde. I don't know why, but like she just acts like it.
Yeah. Like a blonde should.
We're in the history class, and she asked,
yeah,
are Chinese Asian people too?
Oh my god.
I'm like, yes, of course. China is in Asia, so everybody who's Chinese is Asian. No, everybody who's Chinese is Chinese, and everybody who's Asian is Asian. Jake, you say you both. Make up your mind. I'm like, because I am both. China, right? I'm from China. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that makes me Chinese. Yeah, I understand. And China is in Asia, so I'm from Asia. No, you're from China. China's in Asia. No, it's not. Pretty... China's its own continent. I was so close to punching her.
China is pretty much like all of Asia. It's pretty. Yeah, it's like 50% of the Asian like landmass.
Yeah, I'm like, it's part of Asia. No, it's not. Look at the map. You see that big area that says Asia? Yes. You see how China's part of that? No. Look, China has its own borders. All the countries has its own borders. But it's part of the green area, colored Asia. He's like, but that's not China. It's like, what is it then? It's like, it's a line. I was so close like to just like running out of the room and punching something.
You know, God.
It's so hard to explain to people.
It's like, that's more than retarded, though.
Yeah, it's like...
Like retarded people,
Asian.
If they would call you Asian, they would assume you're like Chinese or something. But then they don't.
So I kind of say that she understood. So I'm like, you know how you're from United States, right?
Yeah, you're from Whiteland, like, right?
That's what she's like, from. Yeah, I'm from United States. So you're a United States citizen, yeah. And you know how the United States is part of North America, yeah. So you're also from North America. You understand? No. No, I'm not from North America. I'm from United States.
Right.
It's like, okay, let me explain it a little more simple.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Cranford, right? Yeah, we're in Cranford High School, okay? And you know how Cranford is part of New Jersey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. So you are a person from New Jersey, right? Yeah. And you're a person from Cranford. Yeah. So it's the same thing as Asia and China. No.
And you're also part of the U.S. and North America.
Cranford's a county. China's a country. Ha, you're wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're retarded. Bitch. That just made me so mad.
You know, I've turned into a really super fucking nerd. Because as you've been talking about that, I've been reading about fucking course selections. Like, I'm like for real thinking of doubling up on chemistry and biology.
That's kind of sad.
First off, well, I don't have to do anything in junior and senior year if I do that, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Honors biology. This like gives me a heart attack. I don't even know how to read this. The registration system is so fucked up. It's so difficult to like think. Like they have 52 like decimal points right next to each other and be like, God.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't even know because it's that confusing.
All right, so let's get through my topics first.
Okay.
So I have this like little story. It's unrelated, but that's where most of my stuff are. Mm-hmm. So it was my first day of school at my middle school, and out the front door, there's like one step like down, mm-hmm. and then it's like the rest of the ground is flat, and I didn't know that because. Since it's middle school, it's not even a middle school. It's K-8. There's a bunch of parents that pick up their children there.
Uh-huh. Wait, where the fuck did you go to school?
Huh?
Was this China?
No, this was 8th grade.
The fuck? No.
So I walk out, and there was like a bunch of parents waiting for their kindergartner kids. And I step out, and there's so many people, I can't see the ground in front of me. So I misstep that like one step decline. And I land, like, on my shoulder, right into the ground in front of, like, all the parents.
Nice.
And I
get up,
and I do the weird stroll. Like, I'm dancing everywhere, and I'm, like, just dancing for them. It's like, nothing happened. Carry along. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, skipping almost. I'm just, like, running around. And the parents are just, like, laughing at me. I'm, like, fuck you.
Inside. Parents are laughing, like, fuck you, Jake.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That made me angry. Like, just...
It made you angry.
There's parents blocking the way. And you're actually not helping the children get more safe. You're actually endangering them.
Okay, I'm going to talk about one of my shit now.
Okay, fine.
Okay, right. Now, I told you, my school's like Indian and like white.
Yep.
So I've said this in pretty much like the last every episode of this podcast. Like, for some reason, this week, there's been, like, a string of fights. There's been, like, 5 fights this week.
Legitimate fights, or are they,
no,
like,
fights? Not. They, like, it's so fucking annoying, because, like, they would fight, quote-unquote fight, which is pretty much just pushing, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone would be going crazy, like, around me, and I just, they'd be like, oh, shit, fight! And they'd be, like, jumping and shit. But then I would just be there with, like, I'm, like, face-palming. Because it's not a real fight. And it's only been a few fights, and they've called in, like, the whole fucking police department to our school.
God, that's annoying, like, when people are like, yeah, we're tough, you know, we live in the ghetto.
We live in fucking South Brunswick, ooh. I don't give a shit anymore.
South Brunswick's more brown than it is black or anything else.
Yeah, my school is 33% Asian, and that 33% Asian is pretty much 95% Indian. And that's actually a lot.
I feel, like, really weird in my school because, like, New Jersey is already a white place. It's actually 60% white and then 30% Asian, including Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So what's weird is in Cranford, however, it's 97% white. And 2% Asian. It's like, really? We make 30% of New Jersey, and yet there's only 2% of us in Cranford. That's upsetting.
Okay, I pulled up the quick facts of New Jersey. In 2011, there's 74% whites, 15% blacks. What is it? 8.7% Asian. So, yeah. What's this?
I think it's changed by then.
Okay. No, in fucking 2 years. The quality of your voice has changed like every 5 seconds.
Yeah, because I moved my iPod.
Polo. Oh, you son of a bitch! Okay, we're back.
So just edit that out.
Yeah.
As if you will.
Like,
you can make sure you're like, recording.
I was like, Polo Marco, and then I just yelled, son of a bitch. So
are you recording? Yeah, my app crashed.
Yeah, I'm re-recording.
Okay, so let's go.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. I was going to start a new topic.
Oh, you're talking about, like, white people and shit.
Yeah, whatever. No, I'm not talking about that anymore.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about fights. So, like, they always think that they're fucking, like, tough and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, throughout, like, the whole bus ride home, I was just telling people how fights in Franklin work out. And, you know, I was just retelling my life experiences. I don't know.
Our very bad suburban experience.
Were you there in, like, 7th grade when those two, like, black girls fought and, like, they were pulling at each other's hair and one of the black girls' weave got into the floor?
Yeah, I know.
That was disgusting.
That was hilarious.
That must be, like, expensive, though. Those weaves, man. They're pretty expensive.
Yeah.
How much?
It must hurt, like, because they're entangled with your own hair.
Yeah, that hurts, too, yeah. It's like regular hair.
Ugh.
Let's see. Okay, average cost of a weave is $180 to $250, so.
My Asian parents, like, if they had a daughter with a weave, God forbid, somehow Asian with a weave.
I don't know how she
They would, like, but... be like, no, you're not getting new hair. You're going to stick with that, like, little buzz cut of yours for the rest of your life.
What Asian doesn't grow a lot of hair?
Yeah, right? Well, I don't. If you're Asian, you either grow enough so that it's like a mat over your head.
Mm-hmm.
Or just little enough so that it's like a buzz cut. If you're in between, you just look funny.
Is your hair like mine where it just like sticks up until it gets too long for your like hair to support itself and just falls?
I don't know if there's a picture of it or not, but my hair got up to like, I measured it 3 inches and it stood on its own without like any support and it just like stood fully.
Mm-hmm.
God, it was bad. I got it was like a mini afro, but... Thank God I shaved it off.
I keep my hair shorter.
Yeah, right now I keep it like half an inch or less.
Mm-hmm. Half an inch. What is mine? Mine's probably an inch.
But
my mom does my hair.
Recently.
What?
It's been getting colder.
It has.
Colder.
It snowed really fucking goodly.
In New Jersey, we got a foot and a half of snow, which is... quite a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I got
out.
I probably got like 10 inches or something.
Of course you did. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means.
It's a dick, David.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. Nice to clear that up.
It's a hardy. Oh, I actually didn't think that was it. I really didn't think that was it.
You know what's really weird? I was in I think I was in class or like it was right after school ended. I don't remember. This guy, like, this really weird kid, like, straight up pulled out his dick.
Nice.
And poked someone with it.
Nice.
I think it was this girl.
That guy knows how to party.
From him, and he just, like, he took it and, like, jabbed her with it once.
What the fuck?
Like, at her side. She screamed so loud.
What?
He got moved to, I think a mental institution for, like, a week.
That's good.
And moved to a special school. The look on her face, though, like she was really bitchy about it too.
Wow, you got touched by a dick.
Like you got on the side. Like she had a coat on also, so like it didn't actually touch any part of her skin. But like she freaked out about it.
Like, oh my god, what if I have herpes? Oh god, that was a good impersonation, Jake. Commend you. What? I can't even. I'm not even gonna try to do it. I'm gonna try to do it. Oh, talking about penis. Do you have this like thing in your school called peer?
Yeah, we have.
You
that.
Do?
We just had it yesterday.
I had it yesterday too. What did you do yesterday?
Oh, we like sat in a circle and talked about like what's our most embarrassing moments. What do we hate most?
Really?
Like passing around a question and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, well, yesterday we did this thing where the girls asked random questions, or like awkward questions to guys, and then we asked awkward questions to girls.
That's awkward.
No, but we couldn't do like really good questions, like ones I actually cared about,
Yeah, like,
because
do you have to shave your vag every month?
and I was gonna ask something like that, but apparently got out of hand when someone asked one of the girls, "Do you spit or swallow?" So now they gave us a list of questions, and of course all of our questions are fucking stupid, and they're obviously made or written by a girl, because
Yeah.
it's like questions like, "What is your idea of a perfect date? What's a turn
Oh,
on and a turn off?"
that's lame.
But the girls got a really good question. They got a question: why do guys like boobs? And
Oh.
it stumped us because we don't really know how to explain that. Because
Like,
like
why
an
do you like these so much?
yeah. Wait, what? Did you say why do you like penis?
I said D, but yeah, I guess that works.
Oh, okay. But do girls actually like penis? Because I think they just don't like it, and it's just something they have to deal with.
I was like, yeah, just stick it in there. I don't want it.
Don't actually touch me with it,
Just it. I'll close my eyes.
know.
Think hot dogs.
I don't swallow, so don't put it in my mouth. God.
This is messed up.
Okay, there's this other question the girls asked.
Getting colder.
No, fuck
I'm
you.
ignoring everything. I
No, no,
can't hear
no.
what you're
There was
saying.
this other ask. There's this other
Because
question. This
the
other.
microphone on my iPod is exactly where all the audio comes out. So as I talk, it's like the sound waves are bumping into each other and nothing's working.
Yeah, that's true. It's also Skype.
All right, so let me talk. As I said, it's getting colder, and I mentioned that because I guess I'm a short dude, like 5'6", and I'm 140, I think. Pounds, that is. But the thing is, I have the biggest head, like out of everybody in my
Yeah,
school.
you do
Like,
have a
no matter
big
how
head.
tall they are, I have like the biggest head. And like, what's incredible about it is it's all forehead, like 90% of it's forehead. I'm exaggerating, of course, but like I walk down like the street and it's cold out, my forehead's the only thing that gets cold. Like everything else is fine, just my forehead is over. Like if you rub your hands against my forehead, you could get like frozen like dew off of it.
Well, if your forehead's the biggest part of your body, then my penis gets cold.
That's pants.
Else?
That is in your pants, right?
Huh? No, I just whip it out when I walk through the thing.
Yo, you what? See? Flip. That's it.
Yep.
Sweet.
No, at school I just say that my penis is a solid 4, and I don't give them a unit of measurement. So it could be, so I just say it's 4 liters or whatever.
For a leader,
The fuck
that
does that
sounds
mean?
disgusting.
It does sound disgusting if you put it that
Just
way.
lick your dick like running all over, that'd be news.
Yeah, that's like the size of the tank. Okay, I'm gonna talk about fucking pier again.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's this one good question the girls had, where
Yeah.
what do boys do at home? And you can already see where this is going, right?
I would have just
Oh
said,
yeah.
not jack off, dog.
No, it
Like,
was what do
my
girl
school taught us
guys.
to say anything. Like, legitimately. Like, if you ask me something and tell me to be honest, I am going to be as honest as I can, no matter the question.
Yeah, no filter. We have
So,
no
like,
filter.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the question was, what do boys do home alone? So they weren't answering, like the other guys in our group weren't answering right away. So then I'm like, well, I don't want to answer that. So then our peer leaders were the girl was like, ooh, it's getting juicy now. But like, how would you
I would just like, I have a special date with my hand.
Oh man, that's a good one. I should have said that.
I straight up would have. Like, I know a lot of people say, yeah, I should have said this, I should have said that. I actually do. I am that guy, like, that's not afraid. The
No,
thing is,
I.
we have stupid questions. What happens is, like, instead of gym, we have pier, like,
Yeah.
once every
Three
month.
weeks.
Oh, really? It's
Yeah.
every month for us. And we meet up and we get into our groups of like, and the entire class is separated into three groups. And our peer leaders are like our juniors or seniors, and there's two of them. Like they take us through courses. So one of them was like, "When do you feel most alive?" And
Oh my God.
everybody else is like, "Yeah, I feel alive when like when I'm with my family or whatever." And they were like actually deep questions, and people were like getting all emotional over
Yeah.
it. Like people, I mean, like girls, and my group was like,
Yeah.
12 girls, 2 guys. And, like, I was the last person to answer, and now I'm like, I feel most alive when I'm in a cemetery. If you look at it, it's like, when you're in the cemetery, I'm like, yeah, you're dead, I'm not, I'm alive, right? And, like, the faces are like, what is wrong with you? And it's just, like, I didn't even try to be funny. I was just like, yeah, the cemetery, you know? Like, I'm being honest. And they're just looking at me like, you're a messed up person, you know? You feel alive next to dead people? It's like, yeah, it's kind of the concept.
Mm. What the fuck, Jake? That's like, really messed up. That's a good answer. But
yeah, right.
You know what you should do, Jake? You should like, write me a whole, like, fucking list of responses I should say in Peter. Just to, like, do that. Like, of course, since, like, my school's, like, pussies again, as I've said a million times. Yeah. I'm the only one that, like, gives those sort of answers. Like, everyone's like, with my family. Nah. Yeah, but I just do answers like that, too. Yeah, like, there was this other questions, like, what's a turn on and turn off for you? And I would give, like, weird-ass answers. Like, I once said teeth.
Yeah.
What the fuck's that be? Or, yeah, and then I said...
Disgusting. If they're crooked and weird, I would have said,
What?
Like if your teeth are really disgusting, like, yeah, I would not. Like, if they're, like, brown and they're, like, crooked everywhere.
They're brown. They have
not touch you. I don't care how, like, you are.
Is it brown? It looks like you didn't clean, like, the semen off of there last time. Or the other times.
Obviously, no. She does not swallow.
She does not swallow. So, what the fuck was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and I said a turn-on was hipsters. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, I have, like, this weird fetish now for hipsters.
That's kind of weird.
Unless they have excessive piercings on their face, then show's over.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, like...
But you know the one best invention, like, out of all is yoga pants.
They are, like, very good.
People like this summer because, you know, like, short shorts. But not as... how do I say this? That track where it's just showing the legs.
Mm-hmm.
But in yoga pants, like, it's groping the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, let's get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable.
So, like, it's just up their cracks. And I'm like, I think just stare. But I glance, like, I'm like, yeah.
Mm. Oh, God. So, Jake, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs?
I make that really creepy sound when people look at me. Why would people actually listen to this? Like, I'm thinking of, like, how entertaining this actually is for listeners. And why would they care? Okay, me? Turn off is, if they have a mole.
Like, did you just say that your turn on is if they're like me?
No.
I thought that's what I heard.
It's a turn off. If they have, like, a mole on their tit that's shaped like a nip. You think this might be weird, but I've seen one.
Oh my god, like, Jake.
Just whip out her tits. And the first thing my impulse was nice. But then I see, like, this big black mole that I mistook, I think that's the word, mm-hmm. for nipple. I put your shirt back on. Like, nope.
No.
I don't know why she did it in public, too. Like, we're on a bus, like, to a field trip. Yeah. And we're back to the bus, and there's no chaperones there. So she just whipped them out. She's like, you want to see? And
what, like, the fuck, Jake? I want what?
The whole
why is my school not like that?
Huh?
That's so, I want kids in my school like that.
Like, one slutty girl. And we're like, oh, yeah, yes, please. And, like, first thing I think is, like, yes. Yeah, no.
No. What do you mean,
like,
no?
Like, you see a lot of the guys look away. Some of the nerdy guys kept staring, though.
What the fuck? Why would you look away?
I didn't look away. I was just like,
I would whip my camera out. My phone.
Huh? Oh, no, she, like, put them back.
Oh, that's...
Before anybody...
Wow. Fucking retard. Oh, there is this one question, like, the girls asked. It was, what do you notice first in a girl? And just, I wasn't thinking, right? Because I was kind of bored because all the questions were stupid. And I just, like, subconsciously, ass. And they looked at me. What?
Or boobs person?
What?
Are you ass or boobs person?
I'm an ass person.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Same here.
Like, if they're flat, it's fine if they have a nice ass.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's because we grew up with a lot of black people, so their ass is more important than their boobs.
Huh.
If and you're both white, of those are more important than their personality.
Listen, if you're white, if you have a big butt, most likely you would be flat-chested. But say you're, like, Spanish or, like black.
Oh, yeah, they have big everything.
Yeah, they have a big everything.
Oh,
like, there's this Spanish girl in my class, and she walks by every day, like, wearing the tightest pants. Like, you know she's, like, the school slut, basically.
Yeah, she had and, a
like, you could see both sides of her jiggle.
Nice.
And then you see her white friend following, and she has a really cute butt. But then once you look up, it's, like, completely flat. Oh, my God. It's, like, since most of my school is white, it's like that with most of the girls with the big, like, the white girls with the big butts. Like, it's good from the back, but then once you, like, you look in the front, like, it's like, ah, that's disappointing.
What the fuck?
It's true, though.
It's true.
You, like, go around and, like, look at people, and you'll notice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like, talking about, like, butts and black people, like, my mom made us go to the fucking skating ring.
Yeah, I hate when he wants to do family stuff.
No, I don't care about family shit, but I just don't like skating, because it's kind of boring.
No, I hate this scene with my family, because my mom, like, I know most people feel awkward when my mom doesn't, like, this isn't just like, oh, hey, I'm Jake's mom. It's nice to meet you. She straight up goes in front of them, starts shaking their hand. She's like, I'm Jake's mom. You can come over whenever you want, okay? Here's our house number. And I look at her. I'm like, well, that's one person I'm never talking to again.
That's one thing I'm really good at. I'm good at hiding my friends from my mom.
I can't. My mom, like, I look away from the person. And
your mom's, like, assaulting them, right?
Like, what? Like, when people ignore you, they don't know what to do. So instead of just walking away when people ignore you, they go up and it's like, hey, why aren't you looking at me? It's like, maybe because I'm with my family and I don't want them to see you.
Oh,
and
yeah, I do that all the fucking time. I just ignore the shit out of people.
And my mom's like, hey, Jake, you should introduce me to your friends. I want to meet them in case you're doing drugs, you know? Like, mom, does it look like I'm doing drugs? Do you, like, ever believe I do drugs? It's like, well, I never know, you know, with your advanced, like, methopotamus? Is that a real thing? I don't know. I've been reading the news. It's like, I think you're reading the wrong news.
Oh, my mom.
She argues that, like, nothing matters. Like, that. I don't think that made sense. But you get the point.
My mom doesn't ask the names of people. Or, yeah, she doesn't ask.
She wants to meet them, and she wants her phone numbers in case they got lost. She's so fucking sheltering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I get it. You want to be protective, and I get that to a point. But if you want the numbers of all of my friends I ever hang out with, that's really creepy.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, since my school, like, has a lot of good kids, like, the white kids are pretty good. So my mom, like, trusts them, and she likes them more than, like, an old school. Because even, like, do you remember Edric?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't like him. Because he hung around a lot of, like, black people, too. So, yeah, she's kind of racist.
Nah, my mom's not racist, but she's really sheltering.
No, like, my mom is, like, a sort of racist where she'll treat you the same way, but she'll talk shit about you all day. Like,
I want that kind of mom rather than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mine tries to be too American, but, like, she overdoes it. Like, she's born in China, and so was I, but, like, when she talked to people, she, like, she asked them, like, what is normal, and, like, what should I do to make kids feel better? And she asked all the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, my mom doesn't give a shit about what other people think.
I wish. Like, that's the normal Asian, like, mom's way. Mine isn't like that. She wants to be American, but she overdoes it. Like, okay. She gets way too, like, kind and way too, like, she has the worst of both. Like, she wants really good grades, but then, like, she wants me to, like, do whatever I want and be social so that I feel comfortable in this, like, that may sound like a good thing, but she doesn't just like, oh yeah, Jake, you can hang out with your friend. She's like, no, Jake, get out your house, get out of the house and go talk to one of your friends. I'm like, well, all of them are busy. You should join Boy Scouts then. Boy Scouts is like mainly white people. They have nothing prejudice, but like you join it. It's almost as white as Cranford. And she's like, I don't care. You can meet friends that way. Mm-hmm. It's like, or I could wait until Monday and then arrange plans with my friends. She's like, no, no, get out the house. So, wow. Like, she overdoes both.
Chuckle, chuckle.
My mom, well, Yeah, my mom's not bad.
Okay.
Shut up. You know, how in our old town there was like this this carnival at the church, like every year or something.
Yeah.
Like my mom brought me there and she was just like walking around and like she let me go with my friends, right?
Yeah.
And when I was done and we were back in the car, like she said she was playing this game where she looked at like the black people and she just and she guessed if they would have like a job in the future or not. What the fuck? Because
that's why I didn't with the fairs, I never went unless I get like you remember Tyler, right?
Tyler what, Linen?
I don't know what his last name was.
Is he short and black?
No, he was white and he lived next to me.
Oh, Tyler, yeah. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay, I was thinking of a different Tyler. Yeah.
So I would just like with his parents to the fair, and if they can't take me or they already left, I was just like, nah, mom, I don't want to go this year. Because it's just awkward with my parents.
Oh, yeah. My mom let me go, but she was like watching from a distance. That's what Filipino girls.
Mine's like, no, Jake, you have to hold my hand. Like, not literally, but she's like, you have to stay next to me. Why are you afraid to be with your parents? She does that a lot. Like, we're walking towards the school, and then she starts, like, grabbing my arm. It's like, don't be afraid with your mom. Show some respect. I'm like, I know that, like, I'm sounding really spoiled and selfish right now, but I don't want this. No. Like, I don't know what proper way to say it. Like, I can't just say, mom, get away from me, because that's so rude and disrespectful.
Get away from me.
But I don't want to, like, yeah, mom, keep holding onto my arm as we walk towards school.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so your mom's not racist at all?
She's racist.
Okay, like, does she say...
She doesn't say it out loud, like, she doesn't act like it at all when my friends are around. And as soon as they leave, she's like... And, like, she doesn't actually say that it's because they're black.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I hang out with this Indian kid, I think he is.
Yeah.
And he acts really, like, he doesn't act, I mean. But, like, he has really dark skin, so everybody mistakes him for, like, a black guy.
Yeah.
Like, he, I don't even know if he's Indian, that's why. But, like, he's so dark, and, like, he has a flat nose and stuff. And my mom immediately goes to me and says, Jake, what room were you guys in? I'm like, the family room and the living room. And she's like, check if anything's stolen from those rooms. I'm like, why? I think there's something missing. What? I don't know. Just check. Make sure nothing's missing. It's like, is it because Neil was over? No.
Oh, Neil, yeah. He talked about Neil.
He's not black. No? No? I'm like, I never mentioned it was because he's black. What? Yeah, he is black, though, right? Is he black? Is his mom around? Can I talk to her?
Can I talk? Wow.
Yeah, it still gets really weird. He's like, why was he wearing such a big coat? Because it's cold out, mom. But he lives only, like, one block away. Why does he need a big coat? Was he hiding anything under there? Did he take money? Jake, you can't lie to me. Jake! Like, it gets really annoying.
Oh, God.
So all my topics are done. I think it's time for yours.
Okay. Well, this isn't my topic, but to talk about, like, my mom and racism. Like, she works in Trenton, like, in a hospital there. So she, and like, since she's in like the clinic, the dialysis, they work with a lot, it's like a blood thing, like the blood from the kidney, they recycle the shit. So, pretty much everyone who has a fucked up kidney there is like a drug dealer and they're black. So she's had some, experiences with black people. Like there's this one patient who like, you know, he's just like, I don't know, he's like, something's wrong with him. So he just like curses at the nurses like all the time. So like one time he was like having a heart attack or whatever. So the other nurses are talking to, like, my mom is assigned to him. So all the other nurses are telling my mom, leave him. No one will know. my mom had to do it because, you know, even if he was like a drug dealer, piece of shit, she had to do it. So, yeah. So, like, about the skating ring, like, I'm back to this shit. We usually go on Fridays, but we couldn't go on the Friday. So we went on Saturday. And the crowd on Saturday is a lot different from the crowd on Friday. Like, the prices on Friday are, like, cut because I don't know why. So, like, on Friday, it would all be, like, white people and Indians there. So we went on Saturday at, like, 7, and just, like, the whole fucking roller ring was all black people. So I was like the only like non-black person there. So it was awkward as fuck. And you could tell it was black people because it was like the music changed too. Like on Friday with all the Indians and whites, it would be like Cotton Eye Joe and like Katy Perry shit.
That's
but,
then,
but like on Saturday there was like all this gangster rap and like none of the curses were censored. And yeah, well, fuck off. And I realized the one thing I missed about Franklin the most.
What?
The asses on black girls.
Oh my god. Like, when I moved away from Franklin, I didn't just move from Franklin to Cranford. I moved from Franklin, and I went to China for 2 months, and then I went back to Cranford. And it's really bad because, like, I left.
Polo. God damn it, Jake. This is fucking shit, shit, fuck.
Yeah,
okay, I'm recording now, yep.
How far did I go before I got cut off?
Cut off. I don't know.
I just saw
you came from China. How is it?
Okay, so it's a stick in China. So when I got back to Cranford, and like I didn't see any attractive girls until school started. And it was like, it was the worst month, like worst summer vacation of my adolescent life. That was also known as the summer of internet fapping.
No, it's not just the summer. It has to be the great summer of internet fapping.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it as the summer.
It was like no attractive person I knew. So it was like, might as well fap a lot to people I don't even know. 5 years older than me, you know, whatever.
I have a hot senior neighbor that lives across the street from me.
Yeah, I wish. I think you mentioned her on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Imagine she listens to this.
No, she won't fucking listen to it. Fuck that. Okay, well, if she is, okay, I can't shout out because I forgot her name.
Oh, nice.
Fucking hell. I have this on the tip of my tongue. Whatever, fuck her. You have a nice ass girl. We'll call you Mrs. Doe.
Miss Doe?
Miss Doe, whatever. You have a nice ass.
Okay. I have a nice ass. Thank you. I know. It's very cut. It's like almost firm, but it has that squeezability.
What are you talking about?
Huh? My own ass?
Oh, I have a nice ass. If I was a girl, I'd have the fucking best ass ever. Because, like, with my body, like, all the fat goes to my boobs or my ass. So, like Henry, like, my brother, he's, like, a really fat stomach. But he has, like, no, like, fat in his boobs. So it's really weird looking. But me, it looks like I...
Oh, let me ask you this question.
No, wait. My boobs could pass off as pecs, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Really weird.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this question. Since you're an ass person, do you prefer like a jiggly big butt to an extent, of course, or do you prefer like a really tight, firm butt?
Oh, firm butt.
You know what I mean?
Disgusting, though. Fucking jiggly butt?
No, like that it's big.
Like what is... Who, like, can you name a celebrity with a jiggly butt?
It's proportional to the rest of the body. Imagine Kim Kardashian, and that would be a no because that's way too big. And it's like too jiggly.
So what's a firm one?
I don't know, like an athlete.
Like an athlete. Like what athlete?
So it's like it's not that it's too big. It's not like Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
So like it fits proportionally to everybody else, but it's still like soft if you grab it. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you prefer like something really firm and like round, but like you can barely squeeze it because it's tight? This difficult.
This has plagued people for centuries.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me think.
Are you Googling it?
No, I'm linking a picture of Kim Kardashian's ass. So I'll put it in the...
So imagine that, but like smaller and proportional to the rest of the body.
Let me see. Wait a minute. I'll search up a tight butt and see if you like it is. Let's see.
Have you ever felt a tight ass? It's really like I dropped one before, and I'm like, that's a butt.
You dropped one?
Did I say dropped?
Dropped or groped?
I said grabbed. It came out real. Oh. And I didn't know if it was a butt or a leg, like a leg muscle. Because it was like really tight. And like she looks at me and she just walks away. I'm like, well, I fucked that up.
Well, I grabbed a bubbly one. Like,
yeah, the bubbly one.
Remember remember Tatiana from our old school?
Nope.
She was like Hispanic, right? And in sixth grade, we went to like Great Bear Lake or whatever. Or the one with the swimming pool. So she went in the swimming pool and she's like the biggest ass, right?
Yeah.
So she eventually had to leave the pool because everyone was touching her butt. And I was one of those people, you know, just sneak a little poke in. So yeah, I touched a jiggly one.
You know what I just realized?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've started noticing a girl's ass or boobs until the end of 7th grade. Like the very end of 7th grade.
You didn't start to notice?
Yeah, like I always knew it was there, but I didn't like...
You never looked?
I always looked, but I didn't find, like, the bigger ones more attractive. I always look at the face first, and now, like, the rest of the body.
Oh. Well, that's where we differ, and, like, friend. I always looked at the ass first.
And then,
Summer,
I get back to school, and, like, I notice I'm not looking at the people's faces. As I'm walking down the hall, I'm looking, like, down towards the butt. I'm like, wow, puberty does improve things.
Okay, let me see this for a second here. Just doing something. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of what I think a tight butt is, and you have to say if it is. It's not safe for work, so.
Dude, I'll try it, but it might crash my thing, so be ready.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, let me try it. Send it to me. And put it in the link dump.
I will.
Make sure you label it not safe for work.
Yeah, now. it's if you know anything about, like, fucking hipsters or girls with tattoos. this is a girl on suicidegirls.com, and her name is Lass. Did you open it?
I'm trying to right now. But...
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ah! I'm done. I'll end it here again. Okay, now give your opinion on what the ass was.
Okay, as I was saying before, like, a tight butt would be, like, something hard, like a bicep, like a full-out muscle.
Okay, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Like, when you grab it, it's, like, really, really firm. Like, rough dough, if you can imagine.
I like the butt that I showed you.
Yeah, that's, like, a bubbly butt.
Is that bubbly?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
But, like, seriously, like... This girl, like, I don't know why. I think it was somewhere earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what happened, but I remember grabbing her ass, and, like, she looked at me, and, like she's smiling, and then the first thing I said, I don't know why, but I said, is that a leg or a butt? And, like, her smile just went, like, into a glare, and then she just walked away. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Was she white?
Yeah, she was white.
I'm surprised you felt anything at all.
No.
Hey-o. That was funny.
Yeah, she was athletic, though.
She was athletic?
I don't know why she chose to be like, ain't nobody. I'm like, bleh. I'm not saying, like, I'm ugly, but I'm short. So, like, one thing, I'm 5'6". And, I'm Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, imagine, like, because if you're Asian, you're either, like, the chubby Asian or, like, the super skinny one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really hard to get off at any point. So I'm not saying, like, I'm gross, but, like, if you touch my stomach, the first thing you'll feel is fat. And, like, 2 centimeters after that, like, it's muscle under that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why, like, she chose me. Because I think she was pretty attractive.
Jake, I'm attractive. I don't know why. I don't know why I said it like that. I did not mean to do that.
All right, so are we almost done? Because I think we had 3 sessions of 20 minutes by now.
No, we're never done.
How much longer?
We're almost done.
How much?
What?
How much longer?
Probably like 15 minutes.
15?
Yeah. No, yeah, 50. We're going to go on for 4 hours.
Oh. Did you find a way to check our viewers yet?
No.
Or like how many subscribers?
No.
Google that shit. I
never
can't
do that.
Do it now.
No.
Go.
No. I'll do it afterwards.
Okay. What was I thinking?
Oh. Never mind.
Check our email.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Most useless like command ever, but check it.
I've noticed that like girls who dance, who do dancing, have the best butts.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Have you not noticed this?
Oh yeah, I was in French class once, and and I didn't see it for myself, but I have this like kind of short perverted friend. He's like 5'2".
Okay.
And he's white, and I wouldn't say like he's perverted, but given the chance to talk about girls, he would start talking. So I'm like, yeah, she's cute. He was just like, eventually we would get to like, I would bane that so fast.
You would like, bane that? What the fuck does that mean?
I can't say it like bang, like B-A-N-G.
Oh, bang.
Bang.
Speak
Yo!
English!
An accent! Deal with it. That's what our viewers do. They deal with it. But, or, viewers are the right thing to say, because they're not exactly watching it. Okay. So what happens is he's sitting across from this cute girl, but she's dumb. Like she's not dumb that like she's actually dumb, but she acts dumb to seem more attractive.
Okay, I would totally bang her still, but whatever.
Yeah, so she's pretty cute, but like she does it all the time that it's really convincing. Like when you see her like actually type an essay or something, it's smarter than most people in the class could actually do. So it's like really surprising what she could do.
Mm-hmm.
But like anywhere else, she would just act really dumb. So she's turned around and we're in French class and the teacher doesn't pay any attention at all. Like we're all shouting and like throwing stuff at each other. And like she's just looking at her book. And like the worst teacher ever.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she had to adjust her thong or something. So she pulls down her pants completely. Like so that her bright red thong is like sticking out, and only the perverted friend of mine saw it, and she pulled it back up, and she's like, "You didn't see anything," and his face is like kind of that of a weasel. Imagine weasel.
He's like, "I saw board. That,"
and he's like, "Yeah, I did."
Yeah. No, like in geometry once, there was this white girl in my class who's like a sophomore, and like throughout the whole fucking class. You could see her, like, bright red thong. It was so fucking weird. Like, me and my, like, friend, we were just, like, looking at it, and we're, like, passing each other notes so she doesn't hear us, like, admiring it. So I was, like, sneaking a peek, and I can't fucking hide it for shit, so. I'm so obvious looking.
It was funny because the same friend of mine, like, I'll call him Tom, whatever, that's his name. His name's Tom.
Okay.
And he listens to this podcast, but,
Yo, Tom!
We got to school at the same time, but we were walking from different
directions
on the stairs into the rotunda. Or, like, it's like a circle that separates into three, like, wings mm-hmm. to get to class.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking up the stairs to the rotunda, and it was, like, the cheerleaders Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And they all the cheerleaders had to wear a pink shirt that says breast cancer, like support and blah, blah, blah. I never actually paid attention. And yoga pants. So, like, it was a pretty amazing day because there's a bunch of cheerleaders wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, yeah.
We're walking up the stairs, and this cheerleader, like, wore the smallest pair of yoga pants so that, like, it's completely see-through.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wearing, like completely blood red, like, thong under
nice.
That. So Tom and I look at each other and look up again. like our faces went from forward, left, or he looked right and then up again. It was a beautiful moment. Yes,
Just play it off, Tom. Play it off.
Like, she looked around and she saw us staring at it and then she kept walking. She was like, whatever. She was a junior, I think.
Oh. Well, I wonder if my neighbors, wonder if my girl neighbors, like, notice me looking at their asses sometimes. I take a quick peek every now and then.
I think girls notice me looking, yeah. And like, I think they just, since I stare off into space a lot also,
oh,
I
don't, yeah, yeah.
They like, they actually think I'm looking at them.
No, sometimes, I actually, like, when you stare, like, off into space, you just, like, look at something, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just stare off, into space when I'm looking at, like, a girl's ass. So it looks like I'm actually staring.
No, like, yeah, it's reverse for me, which is a good thing. So, like, I'm sitting there, and I stare off a lot. Like, I tune out in class, and people yeah. know I do. Like, you don't do anything. They're like, oh, yeah, Jake still has good grades, even though he tunes out. And then I'm, like, fully staring at this girl's tits across from me. At first, it was tuning out, but then I realized. And I'm like, oh, not bad. But then I don't want to look away in case, like, she was looking at me, like, at the time. And suddenly see my eyes shift away from that position. So she actually ended up looking at me. And I saw through the corner of my eyes. Because you can always tell when somebody's looking at you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't look away from boobs. Jake, don't look away. So, like, I had to maintain, like, contact with those boobs until she looked away. And I'm like, oh, I can look away now. But obviously I didn't. Obviously.
Do you need to answer that, or?
What?
Huh? Do you need to answer that? Okay. No, like, when I stare at ass, it's, like, so obvious, though. Because I crane my neck like a dinosaur. Like, if it's, like, a
No, like, I became pretty stalkerish throughout my years. Like, when I do it, I wouldn't, like, straight up look. Mm-hmm. I would do is, yeah, I would fake the tune out sometimes. Like, I would look at them directly, mm-hmm. and, like, just pretend I'm tuning out. Like, everything else, so I'm just, like, staring into space. And, like, sometimes that works. And other times, I'm just, like, gonna turn around, stretch my back. Huh? Still stretching. Still stretching. Still stretching. Okay, I'm done.
No, I think my neighbor may have saw me, like, looking at her ass. Because on the first day of fucking school, I look at it. We're still fresh from Franklin at that point. Yep. So I'm still, like, more black than I am now. So I look at them. And then I whisper really quiet. I'm like, damn. And she, like, gives me a look. And I'm like, damn it. You heard me. So now I do that just to, like, be funny.
I wish I had a hot neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't live next to any, like, girls that I know.
She's no hipster, though, so I'm not that crazy. I don't know what it is with the fucking hipsters and me.
I think you're weird. Your teenage hormones are acting out of place.
I don't know. It's... That's cool. They keep on thinking I'm a hipster because I wear, like, hipster-looking glasses now.
Yeah, I know. I like the eyeglasses frames that have, like, the frame on top, but nothing on the bottom.
Oh, those are stupid.
And apparently everybody thinks those are weird.
Wait, do you wear those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they were bad, so... Oh, I'm kidding. They're great. Yeah.
It's they look at me and they're like, how does the glasses stay in?
Oh, that's just retarded.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's like a little plastic wire on the bottom that keeps the glasses in. She's like, no, I think I see some glue. You're not gluing these, like, lenses into the glasses frame. She's like, no, it's right there. Hey, that's the thing that goes on your nose, right? Like, no, that's glue.
Oh my God.
It's a nose piece. See? Like, I give it to them so that they can wear it. And they're like, wait, you see differently out of glasses? It's like, yeah, that's kind of what they do. It's like, but everything's, like, all weird. It's like,
you're so retarded. Like,
apparently, it's like,
what the fuck? Can't
get out of these. Everything's, like, out of order. Jake, I think there's something wrong with your eyes. It's like, no, my eyes are already blurry, so they have to be enhanced with those so that I can see, like, how you see. It's like, but when I look out of these, they're all weird and, like, magnifying. Like, she legitimately used magnifying ing. I was like, oh my God. And then, like, the thing is, there's so many retarded people, yeah. But then there are people that I actually talk to, yeah. And they're not, like, I'm not saying they're not retarded either. They're fucking annoying. But, like, They're a different kind of retarded. They don't act publicly retarded.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I seriously think that people in my school think I'm a hipster.
You know what? You know how to tell them you're not a hipster?
How?
I was going to think of something clever, but then my brain just jammed.
Okay, I'll just send you a link of my glasses.
Okay.
Decide if I'm actually a hipster. Oh, wait, no, fuck you. You're going to actually crash on me or something. Wait, do you know Wayfarers, what those are?
Oh, I'm not going to look at it now.
Do you know what Wayfarers are? Jay.
No.
Do you see, like, at beaches and, like, in the, in New York?
Yeah.
There's always, like, fucking, like, 20-year-olds wearing, like, big glasses that have, like, little dots on the ends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wear that for glasses.
Oh, I don't know, who this guy is, but in my Facebook feed, I think you should be friends with him, too, because he's from Franklin.
Yeah.
He's this black junior, I think. And,
what's his name?
I don't know. Like, I'll tell you afterwards, but, like, it's a guy, a black guy, like, biting his lip almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I first noticed him when he posted something called, makeup sex is the best sex.
Oh my
like,
God.
He didn't spell it right either. Like, he spelled the makeup, like, right? And then, like, S-E-C-K-S.
Uh-huh.
He's, like, D-A-B-E-T-S, sex. Best sex.
Best? Okay, yeah. Nice try, dude.
So I looked at his like wall. His cover photo is a bottle of vodka, like extra large condoms.
Nice.
And, like, weed.
Like fucking Trojan Magnums or whatever they're called.
Yeah, it was like dying of weed.
Nice.
So I'm like, dude, you're a junior. So I looked through his photos, it's just like the same picture of like the wooden table that's on, like the same pair of condoms, like it was two of them. Like different bottles of vodka or like whiskey or whatever he's drinking at the time, and like and usually a cigarette tree. And in one of them, he has like West Side on his hands.
Yeah.
So as I was viewing these, my friends were over, and I just shouted like in my house that's like completely alone with parents and stuff and adults basically. I just started shouting West Side, and that's why my voice got like really bad for like a week.
West Side.
West Side!
You're like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
West Side! I can't even do it.
Trainer uses Pikachu. Jake uses West Side!
Not funny. I do West Side sometimes just to fucking annoy the shit out of everyone.
Sometimes I do the West Side symbol upside down.
Whoa, what does that mean?
M's. Mountain?
Brokeback Mountain!
Like, you know the West Side, right? It's index finger to the left.
Yeah.
I'm explaining it to our audience in case. Like, pinky to the right and, like, ring finger and middle finger are, like, together. So it's a W. Yeah. And sometimes I do that, like, upside down. And people look at me and it's like, what are you doing? I was like, it's not a gang sign. Look. It's like, M&M's. Is that the first thing you think of? And it's a fat guy, and like,
wow,
like the best thing happened. He actually had a bag of M&Ms in his book bag. So without looking away from my hand, he reached into his book bag and pulled out a small bag of M&Ms, and he just repeated, M&Ms.
So he's like a Pokemon.
M&Ms.
He could be the M&M Pokemon.
M&M's.
M&M.
M&M. It was pretty hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Are we done? Because I think we're done.
Yeah. Well, actually, wait a bit. I was thinking of something. Okay, fuck this. We're done.
Finally.
We're done.
The days are getting longer, guys.
Okay, if you want to be like that. Okay, yeah. It's getting longer.
Yeah. So I guess this is David and Jake signing out.
Yep.
See you later.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Did you just say fuck-a-dial?